"Please, ma'am," she said. "The master wants you to just step into the study. He looks like the dead, ma'am. I think he's had bad news. You'd best prepare for yourself for the worst, ma'am. Perhaps it's a death in the family or a bank busted or..." "That will do, Ruth," said Mother gently. "You can go." Then Mother went into the library. There was more talking. Then the bell rang again, and Ruth fetched a cab. The children heard boots go out and down the steps. The cab drove away, and the front door shut. Then Mother came in. Her dear face was as white as her lace collar, and her eyes looked very big and shining. Her mouth looked like just a line of pale red. Her lips were thin, and not their proper shape at all. "It's bedtime," she said. "Ruth will put you to bed."
"But you promised we should sit up late tonight because Father's come home," said Phyllis.
"Father's been called away on business," said Mother. "Come, darlings, go at once." They kissed her and went. Roberta lingered to give Mother an extra hug and to whisper,
"It wasn't bad news, Mammy, was it? Is anyone dead or..."
"Nobody is dead, no," said Mother, and she almost seemed to push Roberta away. "I can't tell you anything tonight, my pet. Go, dear. Go now."